Bob, long time no talk to. How are you?
Tony, I'm doing well, and actually I am the former softball coach now, as I've been fired. So, that's not my capacity anymore. But, you know, there's still more to be done, and we'll see what happens down the road here.
All right, well, this situation is sad, but tell us what happened. From the perspective of LCC, they believe that there are violations that are stemming from some complaints from former players. From your perspective, tell us about this story.
Well, I mean, there were some allegations made by a couple of this is all rumor mill, okay, because I still have not received a copy of the complaint. So I don't know who complained against me, and I haven't received any specifics of the allegations made against me, so I don't know in specific what they're talking about. And when I say specific, I mean I don't know who filed the complaint. I don't know when it was done. I don't know what date it was done. So those things are something I've never been I haven't been given to me yet. But apparently somebody, some disgruntled players, the rumor mill, some disgruntled players complained to the athletic director that I was responsible for doing some things to them, and they they moved it forward to HR. HR took a look at it, and they decided that I would be fired. And, you know, that's where I'm at. We're still waiting on some paper work to show us, I mean, when I say us, my lawyer Chris Bergstrom and I, what the allegations are in specific, when they occurred, and all this other stuff I just told you.
Have you been told when you were going to get those specific allegations?
No, I have not. I mean, I have a union rep. I've asked her to help secure that stuff. So far, that hasn't happened yet. There was a board meeting last night, as you know, and there was quite a bit of support for not only me and the softball program, but for other areas that are on the chopping block at LCC. So it's pretty spirited. I was real happy to see a lot of the former players and current players and their parents. And Joel Ferguson was there, Greg Eaton was there, Robert Viney was there. So a lot of business people were there supporting me. But I guess right now, Tony, it's just I don't know really what's going on because I haven't been told a whole lot, and it may take us going to the legal system in order to find out those answers.
Well, as you mentioned, several current and former LCC players, as well as their parents, your assistants and other folks from the community were at that meeting to show you support. Apparently, there are 27 charges that are against you, and you don't know what the specifics are, but from what LCC says, a couple of the allegations, you struck one of your own student athletes in the face with a closed fist during a scrimmage last fall at the conclusion of a less than satisfactory practice this past fall. You said to your team, now don't make me bring an AK-47 rifle to practice, and off you all.
Yeah, I mean, you can see, I mean, the one where it says during a fall 2011 scrimmage with a 16U team, you hit a student athlete in the face with a closed fist. That's absolutely a lie. And, who was the student athlete? What day was it? I mean, give me some specifics. You know, that one is easy to defend because if I would have done something like that in a scrimmage with everybody else being around, parents included, watching the scrimmage, players from the other team, that would have been impossible to get away with. And if that actually happened, why did this student wait so long to bring this to light? I mean, I'm sure that if I'd have done something like that, some father would have jumped over the fence and strangled me, you know. So that's absolutely a lie. The AKA-47, or whatever they call it, I have no recollection of ever saying I'm going to bring a gun and kill all the team, you know. It says here, during a photo shoot for a poster for LCC, you smoked a cigar. That cigar was nothing more than a prop. So for them to make it more than something than that is not being honest. I don't smoke and I don't chew. It's not like, you know, I'm going around wheeling these cigars out of my mouth and blowing smoke all over everybody and doing all this other stuff. But again, you know, if you go back and you say you held practices at times that prohibited the NJCAA, were prohibited by NJCA. When did I do this? You know, what are the dates? You know, tell me, give me some factual information. I can't even defend myself because these allegations are so vague. They're almost laughable.
In some of the instances, some of the allegations included in December, Every asked LCC student athletes to re-scrimmage final exams so they can attend a Red Wings hockey game. Throughout the fall season, you made negative comments about heavier players.
Sure, I mean I see all of that. So, but what are the specifics? Last fall I said something to somebody. Going to a Red Wing hockey game. Basically, Justin Abdukator, who plays for the Detroit Red Wings, is a friend of mine. He wanted us to come down and watch the Detroit Red Wings, and they played the St. Louis Blues. I asked everybody on the team, who wants to go to Detroit Red Wing hockey game? They all raised their hand, okay? So I went ahead and I secured tickets, and I went through the Olympia, and they gave us a good deal on tickets, and then I charged each person the same charge that I was charged for the tickets, okay? Now, some of the girls said, Coach, we got finals. I don't know if we can go. I said, well, you got two choices. You can go to your instructor to see if you can take the final early, or you can stay and do the final. I don't care. Either way, one or the other, So, I mean, how is that a violation of anything? Mm-hmm. There's another violation in here that says I helped two players find roommates for an apartment. Okay, you mean to tell me I took a kid from Flint and a kid from Grand Rapids, I introduced them to each other because they both needed some place to live in Lansing and they could work out their own deal on where that was, but somebody needed a room. I mean, they're ludicrous. Half this stuff is just ludicrous, and I'm fairly confident that my attorney is going to be able to do a lot of things with what's on this paper, as it's set here.
Well, Bob, apparently the compliance director for the NJCAA said that there were 167 total.
No, that's not the compliance officer. I doubt very seriously, honestly, if these people even contacted the NJCAA. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you one thing right now. The NJCAA doesn't hand out the penalties. They turn that back over to the offending institution. They're the ones that are supposed to keep their own ship. So, we have no compliance agent at Lansing Community College.
Bob, why is this happening?
Well, it's happening, number one, because we are not a Michigan State. We don't have the resources at the junior college level, stripped with, the minimum personnel that's needed to run a department. We don't have those types of people in place to say, listen, if you have a question, come and ask us. We'll answer that for you. The coaches are basically left on their own to interpret a 350-page rule book. And, a lot of these rules are pretty black and white, but some of them are very vague. There's a lot of gray area in these rules. And, most of the allegations against me regarding the rules run into that gray area. It says, you have to know what's the difference between a scrimmage, a practice, a game, a workout, a tryout. There's five different allegations regarding all five of those things that could be interpreted one way or the other depending on how you read the rules in the rule book. So we don't have somebody that's a quote, expert in those areas that says you need to do this way. Then it becomes very easy to understand. But if you're the person being left to figure out what you're supposed to do, sometimes it's very confusing. And so you do the very best you can, but sometimes it's not always right.
So what do you hope to accomplish by taking LCC to court?
Well, first of all, I think after 38 years of loyal service to that college, I deserve better than somebody just throwing me aside like I didn't mean anything. I think that our athletic director needs to do a better job and helping his coaches. And basically what I hope to get out of it is some type of satisfaction that gives me back a little bit of respectability to all the things that I've contributed to this community and Lansing Community College's softball program and my name. Listen to this, Tony. I am being accused of punching some 18 or 19-year-old player in the face with a closed fist. That is damaging. That is damaging to my reputation, and I'm not going to take that. I'm going to fight as hard as I possibly can to clear my name on that because nobody wants to walk around with that kind of a title.